Sunday that what I'm trying to achieve here. That's why I put in place a 5-part series of bad bosses. I don't want you to think about, wow, who and who in my workplace. I'm not talking about your employment. I'm not talking about your employer. And I'm not talking about some people who are good or bad in your life that is take ruling over in some way in your life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some aspect of certain aspect, not exhaustive, but only I pick up 5 of them, which I think which influenced us a lot in 2020. And I hope that this series will help us to actually transit into 2021 and forget about the past and press on to the new 2021. Amen? Amen. That's what we want to do. So stay tuned for the other 4 as well that is coming up. And I'm sure that these 5 certain emotional aspects hopefully it will help us. I pray hard that it will help you to actually transit, forget about 2020 and move forward to 2021 and see how we're going to deal with 2021. Now, I just want to thank the IT for doing such a great job, especially during Christmas. There's some hiccups during our upload stream because it was pre-recorded. It was the first time that we did on that upload of that pre-recording, so something went wrong. So, but the video was all right. If you want to view it on YouTube, and I'll be sending out a link on Facebook so that for you to actually have a view of it. If you have Facebook, if you need it, you can email it to us. I can send you the link as well so they can review the whole Christmas. I think we have put in a lot of hard work, especially the IT team helping us out. You know, Nathaniel, first time on that. I think it would be a shame if we don't watch it, you know. So I just want to promote it, and I wish that you can go back and maybe retract to your Christmas. All right? But anyway, I want the IT team to help me out here. I want a presenter view here. Can we have that? So the bad bosses, why? We have many fears in our life, all right? And we have fears that is fears that lose our. I'm gonna wait for the IT team to help me fix my PowerPoint here. I need a presenter view here. By the way, how are you counting down? 4 more nights to do. Yeah, 4 more sleep. Was it 4 more sleep or 5 more sleep?
I don't count.
That's good. Okay. All right. So we're left with only a few more days to go. So what can we do during these few days? How are we going to enjoy, you know, to depart our 2020? It was a really fast one. When I was thinking about it, I keep on saying the same thing. It's just, wow, it's just that before you knew it, it's gone. And I was just thinking, like, at the beginning of the year, we just came back from New Zealand. And the moment we came back from New Zealand, and we got news from that it was a virus that is going on, you know, and then not long after it got locked down, everything was done and it was dusted. So and then we got onto that, and then one thing led to another, the school shut down, the community shut down, and everything was locked down. But we came a long way. And then today we think about it, it's just, oh, how have we passed this time? How did we survive this 2021? So are we able to get it?
Maybe you should look at the screen.
I got no jokes. Mine is all dad's jokes. I don't think you want to hear dad's jokes. My girls are going to hate me for it. Yeah. As I took the clit's heads up, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I got my screen. Now I can talk now. All right. And then we have bad bosses. Oh, nice, now, nice noise from the baby. Right, the bad bosses, we're talking about fear. You see, you realize my fear just now? I was freaking out when the IT can't get my screen on to me. You know, but I was relaxing. Fear is not my boss. Amen? I don't let fear be my boss. So somehow God worked in a mysterious way. It was not supposed to happen, but it happened. Now, there are fears in our life. Some of the common ones, we have fear in losing jobs, we have fear in failing at our exam, or we can't meet people's expectation. And sometimes we almost fear of relationship might turn sour between our friends, between our church, between our friendship. And then that kind of fear actually stop us from flourish, stop us from blooming, stop us from finding our character. But we let it on. Now, I had a visit with some of the mental health organization websites. If you're interested, you Google it. I bet you're going to find 50 million of them. All right. I don't have time to actually prove every single one was right. But when I look at a few common ones, it seems to have this common thing. When they talk about fear, they say mainly there are four categories. You're afraid of environment, you're afraid of animals. How many of you are afraid of animals? Yep, spiders, snakes. Yep, especially when recently I just received those photos from someone sent me a photo about a toilet with a snake in it. Whoa, it's just that, from now and now every single night when I walk to the toilet, I make sure I turn on the light and look at the toilet first before I use it. That is a kind of fear that got onto us and that become our boss. And then you got medical treatment and you got salute situation. Now these are the four classic category, major categories. From all these four, when I look at other websites, it also come up with, wow, from these four, it channeled out to another 374 category of fear. But that's not it. To tell you the good news. The good news was, we were not born that way. All right? Especially say that, you know, we were born as newborn baby, there's only two fear. I think in the room right now, you know, the most precious is that baby there. Let me tell you. Naomi? Yes, Naomi. Yeah, I got the name right. I think, because why? Because according to specialists, psychologists say that, you know, they only have two fears. They fear of loud noises. Oh, I better speak softly. A fear of falling. That's only two fear they have. Don't drop them. Don't speak loud in front of them. But when I expand further and see what are adults afraid of, there was a class of a group of members of psychologist class. They actually did some survey, did a case studies on 500 adults from different ethnicity, different age group, different colors, different culture. And they gathered up together and they found that, wow, they added up the list to up to 7,000 different kinds of fear. Church, what does this tell you? From a baby to an adult, our fear is organic. It grows. It grows another 6,998 fear. I'm not sure whether I reached there yet. I'm probably about in the mark of maybe 2,000 or 3,000 kind of fear. I'm not sure. I'm still yet to explore what type of fear do I have. All right? Now, today, I'm not going to tell you how to get rid of a fear. That's not the purpose here. I'm not here because I'm not a psychologist. I'm just a pastor. I'm here to deliver the Word of God. So as I look at the Scripture today, I found two things that I'm interested in sharing with you. All right? Two things that I found from the Scripture about what I feel about fear. And fear is a bad bosses. Everybody say, bad bosses. You are not excited to kick these bad bosses out. You want to keep them? No? Fear is a horrible bosses. He's horrible in two ways, in two aspects from the Scripture that I can find. One, it hinders your capabilities. Two, it causes you to lose focus. Those are the things that in 2020, that's what happened to us. When we are four in the pier, we let these fear take bosses, take boss around us, rule our life. What happens is it takes away some capabilities we are supposed to have or we are not aware of. We're supposed to find them, discover them, but it hinders us. So now the interesting thing about this, I think maybe some of you might not like it. Jesus made his disciples to get into the boat and go ahead of them. I want you to pause here and think for a while. Jesus made the original Greek text for this is Jesus forced his disciple. Thinking about, wow, God loves me so much, he'll never force me to do anything wrong again. Exactly, Jesus, the Son of God, the all-knowing Son of God. He knew what was ahead of the disciples. And yet he forced them to go ahead. And he wants them to go ahead, to go into the boat and go ahead of him. Now think about that. Didn't the church or people, my Sunday school teacher, always think, no, don't go before God. Let God go before you. Be still and wait for God. Isn't that was what we were, our teaching all the time? But no. It surprised me when I read, Jesus forced his disciples to go ahead of him. Instead of he himself, go ahead. Shouldn't God be protecting us? Now, if that's not all, and the scriptures say that he saw the disciples straining the oars because the wind was greater. Huh? You send them then into a situation, the all-knowing Son of God know the situation, you send them then, and you watch them? That was something that is beyond my thoughts. It was very interesting to me. Wow, God will send you into that? We think about that. Why? And then that, if that's not the worst case, you think about when Jesus was walking on the water towards them, they thought they saw a ghost. And they were terrified. They cried like a baby. Wow. Jesus knew what was ahead of him, of them. He forced them there. He put them in the situation. And then he put them in such a situation to for why? Why do you want to do that? The Son of God. I thought God's supposed to protect me. God's supposed to go in front of me. God's supposed to lead everything in me. Why are you putting me in this situation and you're just watching me? Why? We have to ask that question, why? But when we ask that question, why Jesus want to go through that trouble of doing that? Now, fear is a horrible thing. We see the disciple was fear, was terrified of the whole situation, even when they see Jesus. And fear brings us to a level of, we ask a question of, what if? And this what if could be negative and positive. But most of the time, it put us in a situation whereby we ask what if in a very negative way. What if always put us in a situation that we have fear to go forward. We have fear of breaking things. We have fear of trying things out. We have fear of not knowing. We don't like that. But if you want, church, I think we need to turn around when we come to this 2021. Especially, I don't want you to bring over your fear from 2020 to 2021. Because in 2021, you will have faced new challenges and new fears will be coming up. Remember, we are growing, all right? So maybe one day we will do a count of who beats how many fears we have. The highest record gets a prize. Amen? All right. But what if? If we switch around and ask, instead of asking, what if I never made it? Or what if God is not there? Why don't you switch, turn around and say, what if this is the situation that God pushed me into? This is a situation that Jesus has forced me into. Why? Could it be it's the time that he wants to train me? Could it be it's the time that God has placed in such a situation to want us to learn our giftings? Or could it be COVID-19? Could it be it is not the time for the church to press pause, but a time to restart, rethink, and redo our church? Could it be? And could it be? What if this situation is God, is Jesus want to force us into a situation That knowing that God is not afraid of us being afraid. What if? We are not here to try to get rid of fear. We're not here to try to overcome fear. We're here today. This topic here, I especially want to achieve that we have to live with fear. I know it's not nice that you to hear that. You see, when Jesus said to the disciples, he said, don't be afraid. That's why I said, don't be afraid. Jesus tell them, maybe this is the time that, you know, it's not the time that we try to get rid of the fear. But it's a time that we really want to hear. Maybe it's the time that Jesus wants us to hear him saying, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Maybe it is the time. During this fear, during the situation of a fear, it is the time that you experience God. And God wants you to experience him in a wonderful way, in the greatest way, and want to do a great job with you. There are many things in my life that happen this way. So when I look at this scripture, I say, I got nothing more to say. But to say, take courage. It is you, God. Don't be afraid. I especially like the version, translation on new NLT, New Language Translation. It says that it's okay. I'm here. Don't be afraid. It's much more closer to my heart, don't you think? So, and then when God just want to be close to us, if you allow fear to take your boss, to rule, to boss you around, then you'll never experience that God is with you. You never experience, especially when Apostle John said, fear has to do with punishment. You will always fear God in such a way that he will punish you all the time. He's like a cane, like the Asian father. We have a cane in his hand, you know, and said, trying to chase after you all the time. That's the image of a God. But if you emphasize too much on his love, just his love, he's like a grandfather who will always forgive you for all the wrong things that you do. But the Bible, John put it very, very nicely and said, fear is to do with punishment. That means you are fear. You fear of being punished of the things that you want to do wrong. But that's not the emphasis here. The emphasis here, the focus here, is that fear is to do with love. There's no fear in love. God's desire is not to punish us, but to love us. But he wants to, God loves us so much that he wants us to live in his love. He wants us to be bound in his perfect love. That's what he wants us to do. So fear. Church, do you have fear? Do you have fear? Wow, I can hear the cricket. That's good. When you have fear, that means you are trying something new. All right? The objective, like I say, is not fearless here. All right, if fearless is the goal that we're trying to achieve here, then the solution is simple. Don't try anything new. Yeah? If fearless is the solution that we are looking for, then simple. Don't trust God. Don't trust God that God will do great things to you in your life. Just play it safe. Yeah? Do you know that by coming to Jesus, my personal experience, it freaked me out the moment I came to Jesus because I don't know what I was stepping into. And I don't know how this God is going to punish me for what I did. That was my initial thought. All right? But not knowing is fearing. But the moment you're willing to trust and move, that's different. All right? So God is not here to see us fail. Failure is not his objective. Failure, God do not see us. Fear does not. It's not an indication that we fail. It's not an indication that God is trying to punish us. Fear means that we lose focus. That's the second point that I'm trying to say. All right? We lost focus. There are so many fears that develop all over. And you look at the disciples. Disciples have fears. Why do we see that so specially that this disciple is so... It happened twice, though. Back in chapter 4, Jesus just calmed the storm for them. And then now, two chapters later, and Jesus calmed the wind for them. You've seen the storm. You've seen the miracles that was performed. You were eating and living with the Son of God. And now, you come across that another fear, and you forget about what the great things that Jesus has done. Isn't that us, church? Just the same. So what I'm trying to prove here, we are not here to get rid of fear. We are not here to I'm not here to give you a seminar of how to become fearless. No, we are not here to do that. We are here to give you the reality of wow, God is so real. He presents the reality to you. All right, you meet a storm before, you see a greater storm, and now you're just beating a small wind with your situation that you can't even roll. And you freak out, afraid. And guess what? And Jesus just came and said, it's okay. I'm here. All right, I like to say that when I hug my girls, when they're baby time. I always like to say, it's okay, it's okay. Somehow I just like to say that, it's okay. And then my in-law just was thinking, oh, what's that? That seems to work. It's okay, it's okay. They can't speak English, but it's okay, it's okay. They don't understand what was it, but it works. Jesus, that works when I look at it. Now, what is fear? Fear is you have good fear and you have bad fear. All right? Don't think of fear. Fear is neutral. Fear is just like fire. When you look at a fire, it gives off light for you to see. And it gives off heat for you to warm you up, right? But on the other side, if you're not careful, it burns you. Yeah? If you play with fire, you get burned with fire. Now, and then, so fear has a good side and a bad side. The good side about fear is that it helps you to stay focused. It helps you to prevent you from doing foolish things. Like, for example, all right, if you have a fear of getting a speeding ticket, will you speed? You still speed. Got tons of money. I got fearless. If you have a fear of getting burned, you will not play with fire, isn't it? You will still you still use the fire to your benefit, but careful. Now, bad things about fear is that when you have fear, you hinder what God has desired in his heart for you when you let it be your boss. Because God no longer be your boss. Fear was the boss that take charge of you. You listen to fear instead of the God. That's the bad side of it. So you look at the situation here. You have the wind, the disciple has fear over the wind, as well as have fear over Jesus. You see that? They freaked out when they saw Jesus walking on the water. Yeah? And they freaked out when they see the wind. And what did they do? Fear caused you to grab hold of something. Caused you to focus on something that is wrong. It's always put you on the wrong place. But if you're not careful, it bosses you around, then you got just hang by your neck and just move around like this. This situation is just a typical one. And when they grab hold of something, they grab hold of the oars. When you look at the situation, did the oars actually save the disciples? Who did? Jesus. They fear both the wind and Jesus. And guess what? Jesus came in, saved them. They feared Jesus because they thought Jesus was something else. This is us, church. We feel the same thing. Don't tell me that you know Jesus. I never met Jesus. I only met Jesus through my dreams, through my worship, through my prayers, through my Bible reading. And I have faith and I live in him. That's for us. Christians are not immune to fear. We are here to how to handle fear, how to live in harmony with fear. That's what we are here for. Fear is not here. Don't let fear take over you. You can have fear in your life, but don't let fear have you. Today is the day I think it's a wonderful day for us to give up, to fire this bad boss. Amen? Fire this bad boss. Let this bad boss stay in 2020 and move forward and let Jesus be your new boss. Let Jesus sit in your boss chair. Now, finally, when I close, I just want to share with something that I was very daring. Have you seen this before? Have you ever been to Gold Coast, the theme park in Gold Coast? Yeah? This is one of the slides that is unforgettable for the rest of my life. I'm going to bring it to my grave. All right? And what I tell this story a lot of time. Why? Because it was such a horrific moment of my life. You know? I've never been so horrified in my life before. And this was the one. What happened was this slide was called Aqualoop. Aqualoop in Wet and Wild. I dare you to try it. Yeah? When you try it, come back, I'll give you a prize. Look, when we went there, we tried out all the teams because the kids were young. So we went there, and because of the kids were too young to go up on the slide. So I was strongly encouraged by my girls and say, Dad, go, you can do it. It's such encouragement to watch my little young girl and say, well, go. And then on the other side, you know, my wife was trying to buy the girls, you know, find favor in girls. But the other side said, no, you go. No, it's too dangerous, you know. But when we look at that, when I go up there, I didn't know what to expect. It's just a slide, on it. But when I go up there, I almost going to take a step back and say, no, I'm not going to do it. Why? Because each of these tubes has a compartment. And the compartment has a door. When you have to enter a door into a small room, and they lock you up. And when you will be standing on what they call a trap door. All right? The moment I saw that room, oh, I want to go back. But when I was thinking, fear that? But what encouraged me was, I cannot be a loser in front of my girl. So I took the guts and go there, I'm going to risk my life for my family. Feel proud. So I went in, they locked the door behind me. And as they locked the door behind me, they shut and locked. You sure, sir? You sure? That question freaked me out. I'd rather you don't ask, right? Just get it over. But no, they just patiently wait. Sir, you okay? You okay? I can unlock and let you go, all right? No, I'm going to go through with it. But the moment I stand there, oh, where's the hole? Oh, there was a trap door there. Then they lock you up. Then I was thinking, oh, I want to get out. I'm going to, quick. But no, they say, are you ready? And there's a speaker coming. Are you ready? It's sort of like building up your fear. You see that? Are you ready? 5, 4, whoa! It just reminds me during the time when I was in the police force, people talk about the gallows, the trap door, but there's no countdown during that gallows. But this time I was standing there and I was thinking, oh, I want to get out. And what happened? Something came into my mind and it's just like, wow. People spend millions of dollars building this fun world for us. I don't think the designer of such a slide is going to harm me. So I just close my eyes and just one and go, boom. The next moment I know I'm just down there. I'm still alive and today safe and sound. So what I'm trying to say here, I do have fear. I'm not asking you to take courage in all your fear. I'm asking you to trust. I trust the designer of that slide. That it's not going to harm me. Can you trust? The question is, can you trust the designer of your life that he's not going to harm you? Can you trust Jesus? It's not going to harm you. I will. And finally, what did Jesus say? I'm here. We are here. It's okay. I'm here. Don't be afraid. Be close to Jesus in such a way. Don't ever think that you want to get rid of this voice. Don't ever think of, you want to get rid of, I no longer need to feel or hear Jesus saying, don't be afraid. In this 2020, fire this fear, this bad voice. and let Jesus take that boss, the rightful seat, and redeem that so that you can hear him saying, don't be afraid. It's okay. So as we move over to 2021, I wish that these last few days, I hope that you'll hear the voice of God telling you, it's okay. Let's do it together. Don't be afraid. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, you're not just a Father staying in heaven, but you're staying, residing in our hearts. Father, we just thank you so much for giving us such a precious gift of fear, so that we then learn to fear God and we can learn to trust in God, so that we can learn that with this fear around, we do not no longer need this fear in our life. We do not no longer need this fear to rule over our life, to be our boss. You are our Lord and our Savior. We submit ourselves to you. And Lord, as we finish off this 2020, even though that it might look like there's nothing much happened, but I hope that the coming new year, we have much to look forward, because we are walking into a year of uncertainty, a year that we're expecting you to do great job. We are going into a zone that you want to train us up, give us gifting so that we can serve you well, and so that we, our church, can do in a different way, in the new norm, that we are able to cater to for more, many more people, many more souls to come to the Lord. And Father, we just thank you for this moment and thank you for everything you've given to us in 2020. Looking forward to 2021. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For those of you who have visited us for